Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to this week's installment of CFTV Live. Of course, we're presented by Agrigold. Do you guys call it like an episode, an installment? What do you guys call it normally?
Oh, you know
this
what?
This is your baby, Adam Gray.
Another episode.
Episode.
Oh,
yeah, because it is television.
It is.
I'm a radio guy because I'm trained that they're not called episodes. If you call it an episode in radio, like, you'll get laughed at by the insiders.
Oh, there are insiders for radio?
Oh, yeah, there's industry insiders. Absolutely.
When
you're a professional like me, I'm just kidding.
No. You're right. 100% right.
No, thanks to our friends at Agrigold. They know corn, Adam. And if you're out there and you're driving around in your truck today.
Yeah.
And you're considering any other seed.
Get out of here. Why would I think of any other seed?
You wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
It's just the rest of them are just garbage. Go with Agrigold. It's our dudes. Big game tonight for Iowa State. Adam, it's a big stretch. I don't know if you read the little piece that I threw together. It took me like 20 minutes on Sunday. But it's a big stretch for Iowa State after that Kansas win with your favored tonight against Texas. You'll be favored at home against Oklahoma. And important, I think, is to look at the other teams around the schedule or around Iowa State in the standings. Now, Kansas beat Kansas State last night. That was a hard-fought win. Jayhawks looked good. Tomorrow, Baylor goes to Oklahoma State, and you've got West Virginia going to Oklahoma. Those are games that, I mean, who knows? I mean, Baylor and West Virginia could win, but I wouldn't be shocked if either one of them lost those games either. Iowa State has a chance here to go on a little three-game winning streak and possibly even more make a dent in the Big 12 standing. So this tonight's game is huge.
It is huge because, like you said, this is an opportunity for Iowa State to get back into that two seed. I don't think anyone's going to pass Kansas at this point.
No, I don't either. I don't either, yeah.
The only chance is if they would have slipped up at Kansas State last night, but they took care of business. For Iowa State, I mean, you sit here, I mean, this Kansas win last week was this weekend was huge in the fact that they're 6-4 with, like you said, opportunity to go 8-4, and then all of a sudden you throw it all in down at Kansas State, a place where Iowa State struggled in the past to get victories.
Yep.
But you get a victory there, and I think a two seed is a very, very realistic possibility.
I'm thinking I'm going to go cover that one.
Yeah, I love the Octagon.
It's a really big game.
Have you been to a game down there?
I have, but it was a long time ago. I've never covered a game. I went when I was in college and watched a team play, but that's it.
I will not go because I realize I'm bad luck. I've been to the last couple games at Fog Allen. We lose every time.
Loses at Fog Allen.
But I didn't go this year.
Except
they
the boys.
Won. God, what a big win that was, wasn't it?
Bloom.
It was awesome.
So Bloom was in the air with the women because they were flying back after their big win over West Virginia, so congrats to them. Bloom was in the air, and like when they landed – everybody saw the score and like just freaked out in the plane, I guess.
I bet. That'd been fun.
Yeah. Well, anyways, he came back and I watched the second half three times the other day.
What'd you think?
I just loved it.
Did you? So
I couldn't beat it.
On the Cyclone Fanatic radio show last Thursday, one of the questions to Bloom was, is there a bigger venue than Fog Allen where you get more, where Kansas gets more homer calls?
No.
Did you think that they got some homer calls there down the stretch too?
Yes.
I did too.
And I
text Bloom that, and Bloom said, zero. He did not see one homer call the whole game.
There were a couple that were tweeners that the home team's going to get. I didn't think it was egregious
as
the Baylor game.
Baylor
game was horrible.
Yes. Well, the Kansas State, when Sfee takes six steps and they don't call travel.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah.
We didn't have any of that, but there was a couple.
Frischilla's call was great where he goes, hey, Kansas fans, you do travel.
Yeah.
When he said something like that.
They also do boo as well.
Yeah, they sure do. Okay, see, did you do research? Did you want to talk about this game before we move on to Texas?
I was just thinking because let's be honest, that was that the most surprising Iowa State victory? Let's say your Iowa State fan life.
I don't know. I think Morgan's team winning down there might have been more surprising.
So there's three games that come to my mind.
Okay, let me see if I can guess the other one.
Yeah,
I don't know if this one's it, but it definitely comes up is. Tashig Carr spiking the ball on the Texas Longhorn.
That's number one. So
The
crazy thing about that team is they were 0-5 in the Big 12.
Yeah.
They lost six straight games.
So, like, not very good teams,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they lost six straight, and then they go and win at Texas when I think Iowa State had about a 4 or 5 year run where they didn't beat anybody on the road.
No, they didn't. Jake Sullivan and I were talking about that last week. He's part of the longest Big 12 losing streak ever. And those teams weren't that bad.
No, they weren't that bad, no.
They beat Kansas at home, and then that Texas game Didn't Tashid Carr spike the ball on the Texas Longhorn?
Tashid Carr scored like 13 points in overtime.
Yeah.
It was his one shining moment as a Cyclone.
Fantastic.
And then, what, two games later, I think they went and won in overtime at Fog Allen as well. So those are the two games off the top of my head that were shocking.
I want to say that that team also lost some really weird games at home that year, too. Didn't they lose to, like, Nebraska at home? Like Barry Collier's Nebraska team at home that year?
Correct. They got up to – they'd won seven in a row, and then they lost to Nebraska at home.
And then they lost to somebody else they shouldn't have lost to.
Colorado at home, 54-52. Yes. Yeah, that team was all
Wasn't
over
that
the place.
Harrison guy still playing for Colorado at that time, the one Homan used to, like, fight with constantly?
I don't remember
yeah.
that one.
Homan.
Well, they had two Harrisons.
Yeah, well, this was the second one, I think.
The better of the two.
Yeah.
The one that played in the NBA.
And Homan and he had a awesome rivalry.
That was with Eustachius when he had to break that one up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it lingered into the Morgan era. I remember I was like front row Cyclone Alley during those days.
Do you miss playing Colorado at all in basketball?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. I liked those games.
I hated playing at Colorado.
Well, it was a brutal place to play because there was like 15 people who would show up.
And then you have the altitude on top of that.
I miss the old Big 12. I love the old Big 12.
I did too.
Especially in football. I mean, it's not nearly as fun as it used to be. I don't care what anybody says. And I think if a Nebraska fan were listening or a Colorado fan were listening, they probably agree that they liked it the old way better. They may like their financial settings right now and their security right now better, but it was more fun. Look at Missouri. Look at that athletic department.
Whew.
I mean, I know a guy who goes to Missouri right now, and there's clearly a lot going on down there with their social stuff and all that. However, like, he's just like, it's just really hard to follow the teams because the closest drive that we have is 6 hours to another SEC school. That sucks.
That does suck.
They have Arkansas, and then after that, it's like 6 hours.
I don't feel bad for them, though.
No, neither do I. They made their own bed.
They did.
They're going to struggle for a really long time. They're finding out, too. It's a lot like Iowa and Ferentz, I think. When you have a guy who builds a program like that, like Pinkel did, and then he's gone, like,
it takes a long time to get
it. Yeah, it's hard.
Especially in Missouri. It's not like they're Alabama or Florida and you lose a guy like that, and you could typically
rebuild
it.
It's a hard place to win at.
And it wasn't.
Pinkel found a niche. He was able to do it, and now he's gone. Good luck.
It wasn't that long ago that, who's the coach there that had him as a two seed? They lost to Norfolk State, but Missouri was really good in basketball. Mm-hmm. Now they might be.
Was that Frank Haith?
Frank Haith.
Yeah.
And before that, it was the Arkansas coach. He's down in Arkansas now. They were
Mike Anderson.
They had some good teams.
Yeah.
And now they might be one of the worst Power 5 teams in the country.
Well, and it's sad, too. If you're an old Iowa State fan and you remember Iowa State going down there and how great that atmosphere used to be and now what it is, it's horrible. It's like the old Colorado teams. Anyway, so those are your top three wins?
Those are top two. One, and it didn't end up mattering because the team was terrible, but remember when Greg McDermott's last Big 12 game?
Kansas State.
He went down and beat number four, Kansas State.
Wasn't Kansas State like a two seed that year?
They went to the Elite Eight and lost to Butler in the Elite Eight.
Was that who's the one kid who was the one and done?
Oh, no, that wasn't Beasley.
Oh, Beasley, yeah.
No,
Beasley wasn't on
no,
that team.
No, that was like the Ken Pullen, or not the Ken Pullen, the Pullen kid, though.
Oh, Jacob Pullen.
Jacob Pullen, yeah. Ken Pullen.
Kim Pullen, Heartland Finishes, friend of the program.
He had some serious skill, though. Kim did.
Yeah. Heartland Finishes did a great job of painting our living room.
Did they?
Painted the ceilings.
Nice. Yeah. You can't do it yourself?
No, I can. I don't have time.
Yeah.
You keep scheduling me for podcasts.
I apologize for that.
It's
you
all
know,
good.
You know what, though? There's nothing worse than painting, in my opinion.
I don't mind it if I have the time. Like, I just painted my office.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Looks great.
Next time I need something painted, I'll call you over.
No, you're not, because, again, I don't have time. But anyways.
So those are the three ones that I'd put up there with Kansas. The Kansas game, let's be honest, no one saw it coming with just how Iowa State had been playing, let alone being down 14 at halftime.
Yeah, well, nobody does that there.
No.
Nobody does
no
that.
No one comes back.
That's, I don't know. That's why I haven't gotten too down on these guys the whole time, because it's like, one, they're not like, other than Iowa, like that was a dud.
Yeah.
But like the teams they're losing to are – top 10, they're right there. They just got to finish these things, and they did. You knew they were capable of it.
Yeah.
I mean, well, and another thing, like West Virginia, I mean, I went back and watched it. I need a life. But I went back and watched the second half of West Virginia again. The shots Iowa State was getting against in that second half against West Virginia were very similar to the ones at Fog Allen. They're just making it.
Yeah.
You know, like, at some point, you guys just have to make some shots.
Well, and so to be fair here, we probably shouldn't go too far to the extreme. Like, Iowa State's figured everything out.
No, absolutely not. They made shots.
They made shots. Yep.
If you make shots, this team can go a really long ways. If they're not making shots, they're capable of losing to UAB.
Which brings up another point that you put on here for us to talk about. I think Iowa State's got a little bit more margin for error if they get a lot out of Solomon Young. Because then
that's why I'm confident about tonight. Because I finally feel like Steve is to the point where he trusts Solomon. And I don't feel like he's trusted Solomon up until what he saw on Saturday, because he's had a very quick leash with Solomon.
Yeah, he has.
And
he played him, what, 32 minutes?
He played 32 minutes at Fog Allen, and you don't win that game without him.
No.
You don't win Texas Tech without – I think Steve finally trusts him, and the one guy who scares me for tonight is Jared Allen for Texas, the
he's
big
a good
man.
Player.
And I feel like Solomon will probably if Solomon's out there for 30 minutes, he may be able to neutralize him. A little bit. I mean, I think Jared Allen will still get his against Iowa State. But if you're one, I'm not afraid of Iowa State on the road. They're good on the road. Yeah. Those guys enjoy going on the road. On top of that, I like Iowa State's guards.
Yeah.
You know, Iowa State has better guards than Texas.
Texas guards have struggled all year. That's one of the reasons they've struggled. So, Chris rolling around here.
I'm going to fix some audio issues here.
Oh, okay. I got you. No, I agree with you. I think one thing that Solomon Young struggled on a lot of times is that pick and roll or pick and pop. He hedges it pretty good, but he's slow to recover and he gets lost a little bit. I don't think that's as big of an issue against Texas for the reasons you said. Texas's guards aren't that good to where you have to worry about them a lot. I think it's a better matchup for him. And all he has to do, he doesn't have to get 10 rebounds. He doesn't have to score 10 points. He just has to be active and alter shots. If you go back and watch the second half of that Kansas game, there are a lot of times Kansas beat our guys off the dribble. They beat us off the dribble a lot in the first half. But in the second half, too, the difference in the second half was Solomon was there to kind of alter shots that Kansas ended up missing. That's what Iowa State needs. They need some sort of rim protector to get the job done.
I agree. And I don't think Solomon's going to be exactly what I would call a rim protector, but at the end of the day, at the very least, he's going to make his presence felt. You know what I mean?
I mean, when I say rim protector,
you
I'm
just
not saying
not letting it get to the rim.
Yeah, he's not going to have three or four blocks, but they might have to think twice when they go into him. Correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and the thing I love about him too is he's a guy who just knows his role. You know, Solomon's going to shoot when he's open, but I don't think Solomon's going to overdo it.
I agree. You know what? I like Solomon's jumper. He's got a good-looking jump shot, doesn't he?
Wow, fantastic.
I mean, I'm being serious.
Yeah, it's a deceiving jump shot, too. You wouldn't think that when you look at him.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I like him. I like Iowa State to win tonight. I mean, they're a three-point favorite. They have that momentum. I think that it scares me a little bit in the position coming off of a big win, but I think Texas has their own problems. It's a decent matchup.
It is a decent matchup. They obviously have more size than us, and that's kind of been Iowa State's Achilles heel. Plus, on the road, I think I'm a little bit more hesitant than you. I honestly think it's a flip-em.
No, absolutely. And Vegas is showing that as
with
well.
3 points, I think, is what you said? 3 points?
Yeah, it's a 3-point line.
Yeah. No, I mean, if Iowa State guards come out and play, and if we see good Deontay, which we've seen good Deontay a lot more lately than we've seen bad Deontay, if he continues to play like that and make good decisions and be aggressive, I like Iowa State's chances. Have you heard anything more on Matt Thomas?
He's fine.
He is fine.
Yeah, he's fine. It sounds like Matt Thomas.
He'll never be like 100% the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's just a lingering deal. That's all it is.
Yeah, all that really could get it better is having a lot of rest, which you're not going to get a lot of rest this time of year.
Correct.
So yeah, he's just going to be fighting it a little bit.
Matt's never really been hurt. It's just I've had a bone spur. Actually, I had one when I was in like middle school. It was weird.
I'm not surprised. You have a lot of weird random
but it
illnesses.
Does. Here's the deal is we got the audio issues fixed, by the way. The deal with the bone spur is it doesn't really bother you when you're just like running around or anything.
Yeah.
What bothers you is when it gets hit. At least that's what it was with me. Mine was on my knee. Matt's is on his foot, so it's probably a little bit different. I'm assuming he's putting a little more pressure on it. But like if he has a bone spur on his foot and he gets stepped on, it's probably going to hurt like hell for the next week.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. He's fine. And what I loved about it is Steve rode the hot hand. I mean, you don't want to take Donovan Jackson out at that point.
No.
Or Naz at that point either. And what I like about it, though, is if Steve continues to do this, is and I think he will, if Naz is having one of those 0-for-9 games like Naz typically does for every once in a while, you can put him on the bench and you can put Donovan in, and hopefully Matt's having a good game, and Bab's a guy you can plug and play. And I think that what we're learning with Steve down the stretch here in the season, he's not afraid to roll with the hot lineup.
Which I like, because a lot of times, a lot of coaches this way, they get regimented and, hey, these are my guys. I will ride with these guys whether they're hot or not. In this Iowa State team, they have a lot of moving parts, in my opinion. It's a lot different than what we've seen before in the past where we had 6-7 guys and that was it, and you couldn't go any deeper than that.
Correct.
And Fred or even Steve, sometimes last year, you were stuck with that lineup no matter if the guy stunk or not.
I it'll be interesting to see Bowie come back tonight if he even gets off the bench. I doubt he does.
Wow. Down on Bowie.
I mean, I'm more up on the other guys. Yeah. Holden's bought in.
Well, but let's be honest. With Holden and Young stepping their game up a little bit, Bowie's minutes will be coming from Deontay Burton. Correct? Would you agree with that? If Deontay Burton foul trouble or needs a rest?
No, probably.
Bowie's minutes would be coming from that spot more so than the five, I would imagine.
Yeah. I don't think he'll get off the bench tonight, though.
He's still a little bit in the doghouse?
If Steve suspended him like that,
yeah,
he's in the doghouse. Yeah. I don't know what he did, but.
How about Don?
What about Prohm suspending dudes, though? Like, how many times has he done this in his year and a half at Iowa State? He Halas Cook got it.
Yep. We always win after
Jameel,
it happens, too.
Jameel got it twice.
Yep.
Last year. Bowie got it. Simeon Carter got it. Not that that mattered. But Steve will just suspend you. He'll
Simeon
just Carter suspend your
team?
Ass.
He will.
You screw around. I love it, man.
I have no
Fred
problem.
Fred should
with
have
it.
Done that more. Like, there were so many guys who they were jerking around constantly, and Fred didn't do that stuff. That's one thing where I think Steve is a little bit better than Fred.
And you're seeing Fred probably still struggling with that in the NBA right
Absolutely
now, too.
Absolutely, he yeah. is. Although they were amazing last night. Did you watch them last night?
No,
oh, my God.
The game started at like 10:30.
Well,
you need to go to bed earlier. You need to go to bed.
I was up working.
They were up. They were like 25 most of that game.
They were up 20-5 at one point in the first half. They were just on fire.
With no Jimmy Butler.
But they let him come back, and D-Wade closed the deal for him. But yeah, they play the Warriors tomorrow night on ESPN. That'll be fun.
Locked. They're winning that for sure.
At Golden State. Poor Freddie. Okay. Also tonight in the Big 12. So you're picking Iowa State to lose tonight?
Did I say that? I said.
Well, it seemed like you're picking them to lose.
Yeah, I think they lose by two.
I'm going to pick the Clones.
Good. I like it.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Clones by four.
You've actually been pretty solid in your picks lately.
I mean,
Kansas game, but no one saw that coming. But otherwise, yeah. you picked Vanderbilt to win?
I picked Vanderbilt to beat them. I think I've only missed one game this year, and that was the home game. I had them beating West Virginia.
Yeah, so did I. I did, too. That was a surprise to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, also tonight, what about TCU? TCU's good.
They are good. That Jalen Fisher, man, he's going to be a problem for Big 12 teams for the next 4 years.
They're hosting Texas Tech tonight, who I don't know if they've been a surprise. They were in the tournament last year, but TCU is a 2.5-point favorite in that one.
It's a must-win for TCU. They haven't been to the NCAA tournament since, what, 1998, I think I saw? It's been a long time.
That's the last time they were in the NCAA tournament.
I thought I read that the other day. It's been a long time. So they, I think I'll take TCU on that. Jamie Dixon's a great coach. And they have a good point guard. I think that it's a must win.
TCU, that's a lock.
A lock?
At 2.5.
Whew. There's no such thing as a lock between Texas Tech and TCU. You can't know enough about either two of those teams.
TCU, that's a lock.
Okay. I'm going to go back Texas Tech now.
Hold my coffee. That's a lock.
How have your locks been going, by the way, in KXNL?
I haven't done any for a while.
That's probably a good thing.
I got really spooked after the Holiday Bowl.
What happened to the Holiday
Bowl? When I went all in on Leach. And those Minnesota kids who hadn't even practiced.
That was a bad loss for you.
I talked way too much about that one leading up to that one. That was no. I think I'm like two games over 500.
Okay.
I'm still I'm paying for my juice.
Yeah. Well,
I'm even right now.
For locks, you're struggling.
Yeah. It's a tough industry. And then tomorrow night, and this is where I think it gets interesting. If Iowa State can knock one off tonight. Because Baylor is at Oklahoma State, the hottest team in the Big 12 right now.
They are. They've won what, six in a row?
Five in a row. They lost the first six to start the season. They've won five in a row.
They're like the Wayne Morgan team from back in 2005.
They are a lot like that team, except the totally opposite coach, Brad Underwood to Wayne Morgan.
You don't think they're alike at all?
They could not be more polarly opposite. The old Wayne 2-3 zone, man. How great was it? And then we've got West Virginia at Oklahoma. I kind of feel like West Virginia, after losing to who'd they lose? Oklahoma State. Like I don't know. This feels like bounce back territory for them at Oklahoma to me.
I think West Virginia wins that game by 12 or more. They're gonna kill Oklahoma.
I'm with you. I feel the same way.
West Virginia has been they're a tough team. I don't think
Oklahoma's that good either. I mean
they're not. They embarrassed West Virginia by beating them.
When Woodard's playing like at an elite level, they're okay.
Yeah.
But like that doesn't happen every night.
No.
Woodard is not Buddy Hield.
That's still a young team, minus Woodard.
Yeah.
So I think West Virginia gets payback there, wins that by 12. What do you think, though? You think Baylor gets the win, or do you think Okie State gets the win? You think Okie State keeps hot?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to go with Okie State. I've been high on them all year, man.
I'll go Baylor on that one.
Okay.
I think Baylor side gives them some
Baylor problems. Will be, what, a 4-5 point favorite? Ooh. Look it up on KenPom real quick.
I doubt they're even that much.
You don't think it'll be that much?
No.
KenPom loves Oklahoma State.
Yeah, Oklahoma State's like top 20.
They were 0-6 in the league and still like a top 40 KenPom team at one point.
The only team that's got 8 losses that KenPom likes more than Iowa State is Oklahoma State.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so Baylor. Jeez, where is Baylor?
Baylor's got to be up
towards the top. Oh, this is 2005. That's
what are you looking at, 2005?
I had Wayne Morgan's team up. I was taking a look
it's
there.
It's crazy that KenPom still has stats in 2005.
Yeah. 1 point loss. Oklahoma State, it's going to be a pick'em, dude. Wow. That'll be a pick'em. KenPom likes Oklahoma State.
No way that Vegas will go with that. I know that they're normally close.
It'll be a
Baylor
pick'em.
Baylor will open as a 1 or 2 point favorite.
You think so?
Yeah.
It won't be two.
1 point favorite.
1 point at the most.
Because Baylor's looking for juice, man.
Baylor's lost 2 in a row. You know, that's what's upsetting is Iowa State beats Kansas, and finally someone else has an opportunity to come in and knock off Kansas. And what does Baylor do? Loses at home to Kansas State. In West Virginia, loses at home.
That's crazy.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Drives me crazy.
It's a weird, weird league, man. It's a weird, weird league. All right. The other thing I wanted to get to today, and if you had audio issues, I honestly didn't even change anything. I don't know what was going on there at the beginning of the program. Well, so
we tested everything too, and it worked fine.
If you had audio issues and you missed our conversation at the beginning of the program, I will put this up as a podcast on our iTunes feed. So check that out. That'll be an easy thing for you guys to find afterwards. We apologize for that. However, I wanted to talk about not that either one of us are Iowa State wrestling experts, but it's a big conversation right now. I think a lot of people are interested in the wrestling program right now. Did you watch Kevin Jackson's press conference yesterday?
No, but I followed along.
He was awesome. I was super impressed by him.
It seemed very classy. Very classy is what he seemed like. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Kevin, and who knows, he could have just been being classy. He may not have said everything that he thought, but I was impressed. It gave me a little bit of hope for the future of Iowa State wrestling.
Did he talk about certain wrestlers in the program right now, how he thought they were legit?
Well, yeah. I mean, they recruited really well last year. They have a good class coming in. He discussed how – I mean, I took it as him insinuating that they want to keep those guys. They better hire somebody soon, which makes sense. That's just recruiting.
It's like that in any sport.
Correct. Tommy Burch asked him if he felt like wrestling has been supported at Iowa State, and – which I think is
that's a legitimate question.
Yeah, like a big time question. And he responded like almost angrily that yes, it had been.
Hmm. Well, so
like
here
very defensive that anybody would suggest that hasn't been.
Here's my question. Is he sticking around though, Iowa State, in an administrative role? I thought I heard that somewhere.
He's been offered that because, and here's what Iowa State's doing. He has another year left on his contract.
Okay.
So what Iowa State's doing is they're trying to keep him. And they want to put him in some role so they're not just eating that money.
Sure.
Kevin also noted that he's had multiple offers. You know, for the crap on Kevin Jackson crowd, and he hasn't produced at Iowa State, there's no question that it's time to move on. But he's wanted in the MMA world, in the Olympic world. Like, that guy's probably has 5 job offers to him right now.
Yep.
So, he's... I don't know. I would be surprised if he's back at Iowa State next year in any sort of a role, but who knows? I know that option is on the table.
So, I mean, obviously, I don't follow wrestling, especially like I used to. So this is just kind of an outsider's perspective on it. Does Iowa State support wrestling as well as they should? I would not be the person to answer that, but my first reaction would be no. And the reason I say no is because Jamie Pollard let Kale Sanderson go.
Mm-hmm.
And if Iowa State supported wrestling the way they should have, Kale Sanderson never would have left to go to Penn State. I mean, am I wrong?
I don't know.
If they truly cared about winning for wrestling, you can't let the best wrestler in Iowa State history.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Iowa State would have won national championships by now with Kale if he was still here.
I would agree.
Okay. If Kale Sanderson coached cross country or track, would Jamie Pollard have let him go?
That's a different conversation. I mean, you're talking a major difference in money, though. What does a track coach make?
I don't think you still got to pay him top dollar for whatever the.
What I honestly don't know what a track coach makes.
I don't
makes.
Either, but I'm just saying if you're going to hire the top of the line track coach and you're going to keep him, you're going to have to bump him up a little bit.
I think
Kale's making like, what, $500,000 now at Penn State?
Yeah. wrestling's weird because they do all the like camps. Like it's hard to ever know really what a guy's getting paid. Like so, their salaries are listed, but it's not really ever real.
So instead of let's say wrestling costs, and I don't know the numbers, $2 million a year. It costs $2.5 million a year if you bump up
like
here.
To spend on the sport
to spend
as a
on
whole.
It, is that really a big deal? For all of a sudden, instead of being not even a top 25
so.
Program, you're a top three nationally every year?
I don't think so because it's actually Andy Fales did a great bit on Sound Off this week. It's the one sport that Iowa State like has a tradition in.
Yeah.
Like where they've won national titles, where they've – for this whole like, oh, drop wrestling and bring back baseball crowd. Like I can't comprehend those type of arguments.
No, I mean, no.
There's a lot of that out there.
Well, sure.
And it's just like, well, why? You want to drop the sport that you had the most tradition in the history of your athletic department for a sport where nobody even went to your games?
I agree.
You know, like, and it's a lot more expensive, I would guess. I'm just guessing to field a baseball team in Ames, Iowa, where you're flying them all over the country for the first half of the season because it's snow on the ground. Like, I'm with you. I don't think it's that big of an investment, but I don't do the books either.
Do people care? That's really the big question. And right now, I don't think people do care. But I think if Iowa State got back to winning and beating Iowa, and when I think people would start caring again. But right now, no, nobody cares. And if Iowa State, here's my thing. Jamie either needs to make a big time hire. Like I'm talking about going and getting Kale back or something big, or it doesn't really matter. It really doesn't matter who he gets.
I don't think he'll get Kale back.
I'm not saying he will.
That was my first reaction when I heard that he resigned too. I mean,
you got to call. You got to make the call.
Absolutely, you got to call. You got to call Terry Brands.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun. That would be awesome.
So
you got to call Bono.
How old's Dan Gable now?
That ship has sailed.
Because that was close to happening before.
I believe it was close to happening before.
Yeah. I don't know.
Dan's old, man.
I love him. I think.
I just read his book, by the way. It's fantastic.
Who's?
Dan Gable's book.
Really?
It's not really about wrestling. It's about life. It's phenomenal. Read it.
I'll have to read it.
It's really good. He gave me one. He came to KXNO, and I got to talk to him.
Did he sign up for you?
No, I didn't. I can't ask for autographs.
You just asked for selfies. But you're much
I didn't
classy.
Get a selfie with Dan Gable, though, because I figured he would punch me.
Yeah. That's why I like Dan Gable, because he would have punched you if you asked for a selfie.
He would have put me in a headlock taken me down.
If you come up to a celebrity, though, would you rather have their autograph or a selfie?
Selfie.
Yeah, I knew. Yeah.
What would you rather have?
Neither. What does an autograph get me?
I would rather have a selfie because you can frame that.
It depends. I mean, if I have like their jersey on me or something, I'd probably rather have an autograph.
Yeah, you do wear a lot of dudes' jerseys.
Have you ever seen me wear one dude jersey? Ever? No. Mr. Warren Moon over here.
I wore that Super Bowl Sunday, baby.
Did you?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I wore a, what did I wear? I wore a Denver Broncos AFC Championship from last year's shirt.
You would. That's the least surprising thing ever. You Vikings fan, my rear.
What, you can't wear shirts from other teams?
No.
You can't do it?
Absolutely not. Not if you're a fan of a team. You cannot do that.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I'm learning something new right now. Are we done with the wrestling talk then?
Yeah, I don't really have anything else to contribute, do you?
No, I don't. It's going to be interesting to see, and hopefully whoever he gets, I don't think it should be that hard to get Iowa State back into the top 10.
Iowa State should.
Top 10. Should be
top
10. Worst
case scenario, we should be top 15 every year.
Every year.
I mean, there's not even that many teams.
That's what I was going to ask. How many wrestling programs are even left anymore?
Not many.
If Iowa State and Grandview wrestled right now, who'd win?
Probably Grandview.
Oh, man.
That's just from what people in wrestling have told. I don't know. I have no idea. I can't
Grandview
name.
Wins every year now.
Yeah, they just kick everybody's rear.
So Mitchell's the coach down there. Iowa State, give him a call?
I would. Why not? He's got to be a big – he's won six titles in a row.
I don't care what level you're at. Six in a row is impressive.
I think
he's doing something. Right
if
there.
I had to put my little wish list together, Brands would be one. I'm not counting Kale.
Yep.
Brands, just because that would be so awesome in the state, like the rivalry that would develop, the brothers, because you know they'd talk trash to each other. And
oh,
stuff.
Absolutely.
It'd be amazing. It'd be so great.
Do you know what'd be good about that too? If Iowa and Iowa State tied and to break the tiebreaker, those two brothers
they
wrestle
go
the middle.
Grapple. Yeah,
that'd be
Hell
great,
yeah.
wouldn't it?
It'd be amazing.
I bet they still could grapple.
Lock them
well.
In a steel cage.
Who do you think would win right now?
I'm not because then if I say the other, like the other one would be upset with me.
Yeah, you don't want them upset.
So I would call Brands first. I would call Mitchell down at Grandview, Bono down at up at South Dakota State.
Okay.
And I don't know enough about the sport the rest of the way.
All right.
That's what I would go
with. Sounds like a good list to me.
All right, final pick for tonight. I'm going Clones. I think I took them officially by two.
I think I had Texas by two. I'll go 70-68.
Okay.
What's over-under? Have you seen over-under on that yet?
No, I didn't look.
Yeah.
I haven't. What are you, Oklahoma?
Iowa State.
So we go 2-0 this week, according to me.
And 1-1.
Okay, we'll take it. Thanks to AgriGold, we appreciate it. Sorry about those audio issues. Really don't know what went wrong at the beginning. But again, we'll have the podcast up here shortly. Enjoy the game tonight, everybody. You and Rob Gray will have your debut podcast tomorrow.
Yeah, the Graycast.
Two guys named Gray.
Two shades of gray.
Two shades of gray.
Yeah.
And then want to remind everybody, too, our recruiting party coming up on
Thursday.
Thursday night at Thunderhead, 6 o'clock start.
Picking up Schmat Schmamble.
Yeah. Schmat Schmamble will be in attendance. All right. Later, guys.